This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. 211th birth anniversary of first Nepali poet Bhanubhakta Acharya being observed today. Landslides disrupt vehicular movement in various parts of country. And 22 children die and more than 130 others sustain injury after school building collapses in Nigeria's Central Plateau State. Now the news in detail. Adikavi Bhanubhakta Acharya is being commemorated by organizing various programs among the Nepali community at home and abroad to mark his 211th birth anniversary today. Born at Tundi Ramgha in Tanahu district on Asar 29, 1871 Vikram Samvat, the first Nepali poet contributed immensely to uniting the country through language, literature and culture by offering various creations. He translated the great epic Ramayana from Sanskrit to Nepali. On the occasion of his birth anniversary, various organizations working in language, literature and culture are organizing various programs. In a message of greetings on the occasion, President Ramchandra Podal mentioned that the Valmiki Ramayana, translated into Nepali language by Adikavi Bhanubhakta in a lucid, polite and interesting way, played an important role in enhancing emotional unity among all Nepalese living in the mountains, hills and Tarai region. Similarly, in his message given today on the occasion of Bhanu Jayanti, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachand expressed the belief that this day will give more inspiration to devote culture and literature to the cause of social transformation. In the meantime, two literaturers, Professor Dr. Nobel Kishore Rai and Maya Thakuri, were honored. At a program organized by Nepal Academy in Kathmandu today, Speaker Devraj Khimire honored them for their remarkable contribution to Nepali literature. At a program organized by Nepal Education Council in Kathmandu this morning, former Vice Chancellor of Nepal Academy and senior literaturer Ganga Prasadu Preti shared Bhanubhakta's contribution to Nepali literature and society. He observed that pioneering poet Acharya's role was extraordinary and timeless. The search for the passengers of the bus that fell into the Trishuli River at Simaltar on Narangad Muglin roadway has resumed this morning. Teams of Nepali Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police personnel, including Jeep divers, are at the incident site to resume the search. Meanwhile, Chief District Officer Indresh Yadav said the search operation started from 8 a.m. Two passenger buses, including one heading to Gaur from Kathmandu and another going to Kathmandu from Birganj, were swept away by landslides into the Trishuli River on Friday morning at Simaltar Bharatpur Metropolis 29. The bus headed to Gaur was carrying 27 passengers while 24 people were aboard the bus going to Kathmandu from Birganj. Among them, three people have survived miraculously by swimming out of the flooded river. The families of those who have gone missing in the accident that led to two passenger buses plunging into the Trishuli River in Chitwan have demanded that the search be made more effective. They have requested the concerned authorities to mobilize all forces using the necessary technology and tools to search for their loved ones. The two largest political parties in the House of Representatives, Nepali Congress and the CPN-UML, both claimed the Prime Minister post for CPN-UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli. They reached the President's office on Friday night after President Ramchandra Podal summoned House of Representative members to stake their claim following Article 76(2) of the Constitution. According to Chair Oli's secretariat, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Dewa and UML Chair Oli in the capacity of party leader submitted signatures of a majority of House of Representatives member for Oli's appointment as Prime Minister by the President. Earlier on Friday, President Podal had summoned the House of Representatives members as per Article 76(2) of the Constitution for staking a claim for Prime Minister with support of two or more political parties after Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda failed to secure a trust vote in the House of Representatives meeting. The President had given the deadline for it till 5 p.m. this Sunday. Similarly, President Ramchandra Podal has assigned the present Council of Ministers to continue works till the formation of the next government. Issuing a press statement on Friday evening, President Podal, in accordance with Article 77(3), told the present government to continue works until the next one is put in place. The Nepali Congress has called the Central Work Execution Committee to meet at 2 p.m. today to discuss the issues, including policy to be adopted by the party in the wake of recently developed politics. Chief Secretary of Nepali Congress Party Office Krishna Prasad Paudel said the meeting was scheduled at the party office Sanipa. The meeting would finalize the names of leaders to be ministers in the new government. The Nepali Congress and CPN-UML have already staked a claim for Prime Minister with signatures before the President. Chief Secretary Paudel informed that office bearers and members of the Central Work Execution Committee have been called into the meeting. Vehicular movement along the Mid-Hill Highway has been obstructed due to landslide triggered by incessant rain. Landslide occurred at Galkot Municipality 1 along the highway this morning, which completely disrupted the traffic. Passengers have been stranded owing to transport obstruction. Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, Rishi Ram Kantil, said efforts were underway to resume traffic by removing landslide debris with the help of police and locals since morning. The Kali-Gandaki corridor remains blocked for traffic for the past 3 days. The corridor has been blocked at different places due to landslides triggered by monsoon rain. Police Inspector at District Police Office Baglung Basant Bujhel said that although machines and workers have been deployed to clear the road, continuous rainfall has hampered the effort. Similarly, the Karnali corridor has been blocked due to a landslide this morning. The road was blocked due to a landslide in Lafa Bazar of Palandharana, Rural Municipality 8 of Kalikot. Deputy Superintendent of Police at District Police Office Kalikot, Arjun Casey, said that efforts are being made to remove the debris. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 22 children have died and more than 130 have been injured after a school building collapsed in Nigeria's Central Plateau State. According to BBC, Saint Academy in the state capital Jos caved in while students were in class on Friday morning. Children were left trapped under the debris. Volunteers used excavators, hammers and their bare hands to break through the piles of concrete and twisted iron rods to reach many of those trapped. Police told reporters that at least 22 children had died in the collapse, with many more receiving treatment in local hospitals. The school is believed to have more than 1,000 pupils. Israeli forces are accused of deliberately targeting displaced Palestinians in Gaza City, where dozens of bodies have been recovered from attacks in the city's Tal al-Hawa neighborhood. According to Al Jazeera, Director General of the Gaza Government Media Office, Ismail al-Tawabta has accused Israeli forces of carrying out a planned massacre in Gaza City. Gaza civil defense teams say they found at least 60 bodies after Israeli forces withdrew partially from Tal al-Hawa and work continues to recover the dead and wounded from destroyed streets and buildings in the area. Gaza civil defense spokesperson Mohammed Bazal said most of those killed in the neighborhood were families, women and children. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of all provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province. At present, there is a partial influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 211th birth anniversary of first Nepali poet Bhanu Bhakta Acharya being observed today. Landslides disrupt vehicular movement in various parts of the country. And 22 children die and more than 130 others sustain injury after school building collapses in Nigeria's Central Plateau State. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.